Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show's host, Anna Renault, and we're having a little static here at the beginning of today's show. So I'm seeing if it's my phone or if it's the phone lines from our recent storms here in Baltimore. As I said, this is Anna Renault, your show's host. I'm always excited to be on the air, especially when I'm going to have a guest that I think has a super active, interesting story to share with us. And today it's Sierra Carter from Texas. Now, all of my shows, I've been able to talk directly with my guest, and today is going to be a little bit different, a little special, because Sierra Carter happens to be deaf. So I will be talking to her through the relay for telephone system for the deaf. So do I have an operator on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Sierra. Sierra Carter, thank you for welcoming me through the relay service through our phone conversation.
Okay.
Thank you. I just wrote my first book, and it's amazing. I've never written like this before, and it's a new experience. It's a good experience for me because my English writing skills are not up to par, so I've contacted people who have written books. And I wanted to ask you if maybe you can help me to figure out and how to do this.
Okay, Sierra, we're going to jump into the show in just a moment. We need to slow down for a moment. I wanted to talk with the relay operator because while she's typing to you, she needs to tell me if I need to slow down. I haven't done a relay telephone conversation in 20 years, so it's a new experience for me today. So I want to talk to the operator for a moment. Operator, is that okay with you that you can tell me to slow down because I talk fast sometimes? Does that work for you?
Well, this is the interpreter speaking. First of all, it's a video relay where I'm using sign language to communicate with her. There's no typing involved at all. It's
okay,
all done in sign language. And yes, I will stop you if you're going too fast. So I appreciate that.
Great. All right. So we're clear with the interpreter, and Sierra is live with the interpreter, which really cuts down on intermittent time. That works really well. Thank you very much to clarify that. As I said,
sure.
I haven't done a relay show in 20 years, so it was all that typing and waiting for people to get back and forth. So this works
really well. Now this is new technology now, and so finally we have something better for the deaf community. And I can see face to face. It's easier for the interpreter to interpret. I'm not really quite sure when video phones have been released, but the technology has been very useful and beneficial.
Well, Sierra, I'm certainly glad that we crossed paths on Facebook. I am sorry that there seems to be some static on the line today. We've been having some severe storms here in Baltimore, and our phone lines seem to have gotten wet or something. I'm not sure what. But I wanted to say, it's awesome, first of all, that we just happened to cross paths this morning on Facebook and were able to schedule the show immediately and get part of your story out there for people to hear about. Because it is certainly not easy to become a published author. It's not easy to get the word out that you have a story to tell. And such an awesome story that people really need to hear, because I think we take so much for granted that we don't stop and think the difficulties people have, whether it's deafness or blindness or in a wheelchair. Me personally, I've just started using a walker on wheels called a rollator, and it has created some challenges to be able to get in and out of places and to get where I want to get to, that I always took for granted. So certainly having worked for the Division of Rehab Services for 31 years, being retired for 16, you know, I have a lot of disability background, and it's really coming to play in my life now, being able to understand what I'm challenged with, and certainly to see and better understand what other people have been challenged with all this time that I maybe thought I knew, but I really didn't know. So, Sierra, when did you decide to write your book?
Well, it was right after what had happened to me. I was in the hospital. I was pregnant with my daughter. And before I went into the hospital, you know, I went to the Empire Beauty School. And I was going there for about a year and a half, while I was pregnant. And it was very frustrating to be in the school in Empire because I was fighting for my rights to have interpreters provided. They never had any experience having a deaf student. They don't know anything about the laws. And my mom had graduated from there. And her previous professors knew that I was deaf at the school. So then my mom had offered, you know, have more of a one-on-one with me, but still it was very frustrating. I felt my rights were violated, and I told my mom that I couldn't work with these teachers and that I needed to have interpreters because it's frustrating for her as well as for me. So I decided to get an interpreter I got in touch with Reach Interpreters, which is the name of a company and agency, and I've contacted that person if I can get some information of where I can give to the school about the information about getting an interpreter. So when I gave it to her, I told them that, you know, I can't wait any longer and that you need to figure out to be able to provide interpreters full time, and I explained how it's the law. And it doesn't matter whether you know it or not. You need to have knowledge of the law and the knowledge of my rights. So when I gave her the phone number to call, I said, you have 3 months before I sue you, so please, this is what I need. I don't want to waste my money on student loans to go to the school for a year and a half, and I've been waiting for interpreters for 6 months. And I had to put up with a lot of things and try to figure out things and understand things, and it's been very frustrating, and I'm still fighting to survive, you know, for my rights to have equal access in the school. And, you know, this is the first time for the school to really have the first experience with a deaf person. And then finally, interpreters were provided, and now I didn't have interpreters provided full-time. It was just part-time, and that's wrong. If I go to school full-time as a full-time student, then that means the interpreters need to be full-time. If I was in part-time, then yeah, I would have part-time interpreters. But then I found out that they were complaining about the money and they refused to give me interpreters full-time because the interpreters were not certified, but I complained and I told them
Sierra, let me interrupt you for a moment. And let's talk about that just a little bit, because I'm not sure that all the listeners will understand just what you're saying in terms of the required law, and that is the Americans with Disabilities Act. It has certainly been around now for decades. Schools, businesses, certainly people who are charging you tuition, certainly need to understand the law, and certainly providing an interpreter for someone who is deaf is the law. And this school certainly did violate your rights.
Yeah, they didn't, and they weren't aware of that. And I thought, you know, well, why is it that you're even here? You're the you're the boss of this school, you know, you're the supervisor, and you don't know the laws. And then they looked at me and they said, you know, we had no idea.
And unfortunately, that is too prevalent even today. And like I said, it's been decades. I stood on the White House lawn when President signed that bill way back when, and I was proud that I had helped to promote it, certainly here in Maryland. And yet, still today, there are people who don't know. Our county just recently made some new curb cuts, because when the law came in, they made some, but they really weren't accessible. So here it is, what, 30, 40 years later, and we're finally getting accessible curb cuts. And it really came about more because of bicycles and baby strollers rather than the wheelchairs. But we'll accept what we got. So,
right.
Were you ever able to finish your training? You said they were uncertified. That's another whole issue. When you have an interpreter,
well,
I
did
need
do the
to
training.
Know what they're saying.
Well, but the interpreters were not happy. I mean, I had begged the interpreter to stay longer, but unfortunately she was complaining about the money that she was getting paid for, and she apologized and she said, I can't stay here any longer. And I mean, I understand everything that's going on, but the school has no right to pay me this amount of money, and that I feel that I'm not appreciated, so she quit. And
wow.
Then I had to fight again, and I said, you know, this is going to be my last time, and I'm going to have to sue you after this, because the interpreter already said that she didn't appreciate the low cost of money of going to school for, you know, I don't go to school for nothing. They need to be full-time, and she wasn't appreciating, you know, seeing me to do everything. I was trying real hard. I was fighting for my rights, and then after the interpreter left, I was pretty much stuck. And
so
I had
were you able to finish your training? Were you able to pass the state test to become a cosmetologist?
No. I
and
failed.
That's a shame, because I'm sure you paid a lot of
tuition. There was
no
interpreter at that time. She left right after that.
So after
yeah.
you finished working or trying to do the beauty school, and then you did have your daughter in the hospital, did the hospital situation go well? Were you able to have an interpreter with you for a medical situation?
Right. Well, the school had, I was ready to go into labor, and then accidentally on that day when I delivered the person, well, it was an emergency, and the person that was, I had to have a C-section, so I had to go in a C-section room, and so they had to, you know, stop her and then let me in because I was an emergency. C-section. Then the tools, you know, like that they were going to use to cut me with, you know, and those tools were not clean. They weren't replaced.
Oh my.
They just went in and they cut me, and then I got an infection.
Wow.
And then I had to have surgery 5 times that evening, and I lost 80% of my blood. I had to get 8 pints of blood put back into my body. So they decided, they found out how I got the infection. I had to have a hysterectomy.
Oh, wow.
At 20. And then after this, I can't have any more children. And that hospital was frustrated. They weren't used to working with an interpreter in the same room. And I told them, and I said, the interpreter is not my family member. And I said, why is it that my family member's going to have a C-section? They said, no, that my mom couldn't go in. I thought that was right, because they said, the interpreter is not my family member. For some reason, my family members couldn't come in the room with me. And that part I didn't understand, and there was a miscommunication in that room. And for the C-section. It was so complicated. The interpreter, the doctors didn't know what to do, and somehow I got an infection. You know, it spread throughout my body. I was in a hospital for almost a month, and my daughter got an infection.
So after all of that took place, you had the trouble with the school, you had the trouble with the hospital. When did you decide to write your book?
Right after a year of healing. Then I started from there, and God told me to go ahead and write this book. You know,
God's good. He knows when it's time. He's really good at that. So you decided to sit down and you wrote your book and you published it. It's available on Amazon, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And how have you been able to promote the book?
I use CreateSpace. And I found someone that would be able to work with me and work on my book, the cover, the title, give me a little bit of experience. And then my friend had recommended asking if they wanted to learn more about myself, saying that I didn't have to pay out of pocket. And they said, they encouraged me to use CreateSpace. And they said that if I needed more help, that they would format it for me. And then from there, yeah, I was able to write my book. And
that is absolutely awesome because I also use CreateSpace. Now, my first book, Anna's Journey, How Many Lives Does One Person Get, was published by a small company here in Maryland called Perfect Publishing. And they still are promoting the book, even though they published it in February of 2011. And that is awesome. However, after that, I did start using CreateSpace. You do have to do a lot of your own marketing, but it is a great way for a first-time author to get their book out. Now, this morning when we were talking, before we set up the show, you also mentioned the fact that the book needed to be edited because as a person who is deaf, your first language really is American Sign Language.
Yeah, my book was edited, and so then I decided to find someone who was a good writer. And one of my friends had just finished with the topics, and they recommended that I send one of my friends, who's a new editor, and to work with a manuscript. And so they sent it to me, and then I had asked, and I asked if I could do a manuscript because I am deaf and it's difficult for me. It's not my first language, English. You know, sign language is my first language. So I asked if they can help me with the editing and the English. And they gave me a price. I paid her. And for about 48 hours, she did all the work, all the editing.
That is fantastic.
And then she sent it to me and everything was perfect. And then she asked me some things I didn't understand. She sent me some messages. She asked some parts I didn't understand. I had to answer back. So that way she had to change it just a little bit more. But it was a little bit tough, but it was a good experience to go through that because when I finished my book and somebody else wants to learn more about writing a book, or I can start from there.
And that is another tool that you will have that you can then use to promote your book, just as I do with the radio show. I can tell people I've written, you know, Anna's Journey books. I've written some children's books. So once you're published, you then have a platform. And I understand you're going to be in D.C. in September. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, I'm going to have my first host in September 9th, 2017. That story is about a lot of talented people that have that experience where they break their barriers and their fears, where they're not, you know, people are not afraid of themselves. You know, I've broken my fears, and I've talked to writers, and, you know, I use poetry, I could do a lot of things that I, you know, there's a lot of things I can do to break the barriers, to be successful, to help exposure, to see hearing people, to see the difference in our community. And I feel, you know, I feel that there's that connection. You know, hearing and deaf can help each other. Now, if I was a hearing author, maybe a hearing author would say, oh, you're deaf, I'm proud of you, I would recommend you to someone else, you know, that has the radio, you know, that I wasn't even aware of. You know, because it's good to be in networking so then you can be exposed and each other and others can help each other and guide each other.
And that is so true. Certainly fear holds back a lot of authors. I know with myself, I just kept saying, who would want to read about me? Who would want to read about somebody from, you know, the woods, back streets of Baltimore, who's had cancer 8 times? I mean, it just, to me, did not sound all that interesting. And people kept saying,
Well, that's why I decided to do this.
You know, hearing people see the difference.
You know, and have how it's impact others.
I certainly mentioned to you this
morning.
People need to see that your deafness did not cause you to be fearful. That you did step forward. You're using your talent. You're using your story, and you're advocating for successful entrepreneurs, regardless of a handicap, regardless of a challenge. And that is awesome. That is truly, truly awesome. I am certainly glad, and I've said this many times, the Lord moves in mysterious ways. What were the chances of you and I crossing paths on Facebook? I also love the title of your book.
This is the first time. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity. And a chance, you know, how people that are interested in you to give me a chance to give me that opportunity and to keep going,
well,
not to sit and wait. You know, I've told the deaf community all the time, you can't wait on others.
When the plan comes together, it's the right time to do the right thing. And you happen to have the day off. You happen to be online at the same time. I mean, it's just meant to be that we cross paths and that this show will now be recorded by Blog Talk Radio. When we hang up, about 10 minutes later, the link goes live for replay. So you can put it on your website. You can put it on social media. You can put it wherever
you
want people to hear it. And then they can listen to this
story. Do you want me to, share the title of my book so people will buy it?
Sure.
Okay. The title is Can You Hear Me Now? And My Heart is Speaking. It's on Amazon. And you can put in my name, Sierra Carter. I appreciate your support. And
okay, we're going to spell your name.
I appreciate everything. Thank you.
We're going to spell your name.
C-I-E-R-A.
Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, and it's on Amazon. Now, do you also have a website?
I have a website that you can see. It's Sierra and Facebook.
Okay, and what about your blog?
And it's Figure. And you should be able to see everything that's been going on in there through Facebook.
Yep. And then you have
and
a
also,
blog.
And also, if you want to contact me, my email is connected in there. And that's CIERARIPCURVES21 @gmail.com.
That is a very long email. Wow. Now, I've asked a couple of times, what about your blog? That's another place people can find out about you. What is your website for your blog?
Okay, the blog, well, I don't know the address for the blog, but you can take a look.
Okay, let me give the URL.
You can get into the journalist, because the journalist, you can look under his name, and it's Brad Harrison. And he had a question me about my he's never worked with deaf people before, and he sees my success story, and he saw how I wrote and the impact in the deaf world, and those can accomplish things and are successful. And the blog is called Ed Louisville. I'm not really quite sure the name, but you
okay,
can check it through Brad.
You. Let me interrupt you a minute, Sierra.
Okay.
The blog is called Louisville Woman Overcomes the Obstacles of Being Born Deaf to Become an Entrepreneur. And it's on urbanmac.com, and that's urbanmax.com. So you will probably go
right
to Urban
Mac. Right,
and
it's been a long time since I've interviewed that person since last
year.
Yeah. It's been a
long
time.
But it's awesome because it tells a lot. And then Brad Harrison has his information. He's the urban reporter that apparently does Urban Max. And it's a good place for people, certainly, first of all, to see you and to learn a little bit about you and then to see your book. So it's an awesome
right,
site.
Exactly.
And then
perfect.
Facebook is Sierra Carter, easy enough to find you under your name. And that is awesome.
Yes, thank
we're
you.
We're going to be running out of time. I did schedule a little extra time because I thought there was going to be the typing back and forth. But most of my shows run about a half hour, and we're just about
okay,
at
well,
that
thank
point.
You. I appreciate it.
I certainly am glad that we crossed paths. I'm certainly glad that this worked
great.
Out time-wise for the two of us,
okay.
since you're in Texas and I'm in Maryland. Thank God for
right.
cyberspace
thank you.
And
all, right.
all that
I'll
kind of
you stuff.
I'll
let you go now.
Well, one more question. Do you think you're going to write another story, another book? Is there another book in you?
Maybe.
I think by the time
I'll see if I see something that's maybe experience of breaking their fear, maybe their stories of fear, maybe that's the next thing.
That's part of what I was thinking. Certainly, being a published author, and then going out and doing speaking like your thing in September, is another challenge. For someone who is deaf, you're going to find, I think, that there's another whole story. I certainly have been thinking about writing a book of what it's like to be a published author with just continuing medical problems. My book published in 2011. I had just finished 2 years of breast cancer. I had to have bladder surgery. I had to have hernia repair. Then I had to have my spinal cord repair.
Wow, it's amazing you're alive. Yeah, that's good.
I am.
Keep going.
I'm a walking medical miracle. Each year, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, I've had some type of surgery to either take something out or to put something right inside. It's been amazing. Even 2016, I had my gallbladder out. It's been amazing, and yet I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I keep going. So there is going to be, I think, for you, another story eventually of
right,
what it's
yeah.
like to be a published author and be deaf. The challenges, the excitement, the success.
Right, yeah.
You've got a
and
way
not too
to
many
go.
Of my within the Black community are fearful, and Black writers can anything they want to be.
Well, there again,
you know,
that's
even within
another...
our community, you know, people of color, and you know, got to encourage those
right.
for the youth, encourage them to be, you know, be whatever you want to be. You
exactly.
can write anything
you
that you want to be in your
you
life.
You can speak. You can speak. You can hear.
Yeah.
Even though you're deaf, you've got the technology that's there for you. I have to
right.
admit, when I was hired in 1970. We would have sent you home and said there's nothing you can do. Or maybe you could work for the post
right.
office because they do hire a lot of deaf people to work in the room where all the noisy machinery is. But primarily
right.
a lot of people were sent
right.
home because technology wasn't there yet. It's here now.
Right.
You can
right.
do this. It is awesome. I applaud you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being
yeah.
on this journey. You take care, and we'll be in touch, because now we're going to get you a YouTube video. Next step, promote your book.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right.
I'm excited.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much. Thank you, Relay. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We have been talking with Sierra Carter in Texas. It has been an awesome story to hear how challenging her life has been. Through her training, through her delivery of her daughter, through the fact that she decided to be an advocate for the deaf and write her story. Her book is Can You Hear Me Now? Or Can You Hear Me? Let me just double check that title again. I keep trying to change her title on her, and I don't think that's a very good thing for me to do. So let's see what this book cover does say here. And it is on Amazon. You can certainly put in her name, Sierra Carter, and it's C-I-E-R-A. And the title is Can You Hear Me Now? And then there's a little bit of a subtitle. And it's really, I think, an interesting read because we really need to be a little more aware of the challenges other people are experiencing in life. And sometimes their disability isn't visible, such as deafness. I know there have been people who have yelled at people for being ignorant and not looking at them or whatever, or responding. And then you find out they're deaf and they didn't hear you in the first place. It's a difficult disability to live with because it's not visible. And people don't know, certainly don't see it, and they always don't know how to respond appropriately. So think about that the next time you're out in the public and somebody is not responding to you. They may be hard of hearing, they may be deaf, or they may just be distracted. But certainly take into consideration there are some issues that people are challenged with that we take for granted as a hearing community. Take care and have a great day. Thanks for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Find out more about me, the host, Anna Renault, on my website, www.annarenault.com. Thanks a lot. Take care.